News in brief at Press TV. Dozens of Ukrainian policemen taken hostage by anti-government protesters have been freed. Officials say 75 people have been killed in clashes between protesters and security forces over the past 3 days. Earlier, several European foreign ministers held talks with President Viktor Yanukovych to persuade him to hold early elections. Boko Haram militants have reportedly killed scores of civilians in northeastern Nigeria. The assailants also set fire to hundreds of buildings there. The group has been blamed for a number of deadly attacks against civilians in the north and northeast of Nigeria. Mexico has condemned the fatal shooting of a Mexican man by U.S. Border Patrol guard. Jesus Flores Cruz was killed near San Diego on Tuesday after throwing several rocks while trying to cross the border. Mexico has urged the U.S. to avoid using lethal force in immigration enforcement. A federal judge in the U.S. has rejected a lawsuit challenging the New York Police Department's spying activities on Muslims. But the court says the plaintiffs failed to show that the NYPD discriminated against them. Rights groups say that the ruling could lead to more spying on Muslims. The Syrian army has launched a major offensive to retake the town of Yarmouk in the strategic Balamun region. The army says that it will bring the town under its control soon. Yarmouk was overrun by militants in 2011. NATO Secretary General says he believes Afghan President Hamid Karzai will not sign a security pact with the U.S. Anders Fogh Rasmussen says Karzai will likely leave the signing the deal to his successor. Karzai has already said that he will not sign the pact until certain conditions are met. Moroccan activists have taken to the streets in the capital Rabat to press the government to meet their demands. Protesters are angry over corruption, despotism, and injustice. The rally was held on the third anniversary of the formation of a pro-reform movement in the country. At least six Palestinians have been injured after Israeli settlers attacked a high school south of Nablus in the occupied West Bank. Clashes broke out between locals and Israeli settlers after the incident. Palestinians living in the area are frequently attacked by Israeli settlers.